Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tait. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Tait settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doug Tait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tait strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tait. Summa reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sama moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sama scores. Miller moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive towards third. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Sama is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sama is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sama hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sama reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jamison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lind goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Summa moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Steve Slayton now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Summa scores. Langford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Sumner now playing right field. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan throws to second for 1, and Sewell throws back to first, with Miller covering, and Miller drops the ball. Meyer scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Jamieson throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Williams for the out. Sumner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodapp scores. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sumner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. having hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Slayton hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Rawlings now playing first base. Bill Reagan now playing second base. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sumner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lind. Sumner goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Steve Slayton. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.